every time the sun came up, I wear my shades in style, my tinted view appealed to me. Even more importantly,
welcome to Light. These are true stories about real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. You know, we usually don't have a lot of control over events in our lives, so living in God's hands is essential in coping with whatever comes along. Today's true story celebrates a mother's faith and loving tenacity in trying to live in God's hands today.
Hey, Marty! Where you going? What's wrong? Getting a little itchy?
Yeah, well, I've had it with this boring party.
Come on, have another beer. It's early.
Nah, come on. I feel like a drive. Got a couple ideas, you know.
Right. You're not walking too well, so it's better to drive. Come on, Marty. The state troopers just love to pick up college kids.
Hands off, Malcolm, all right? I'm cool, man. It's all right. Look, who got you back to the dorm the other night, huh? We were both hammered, but didn't I come through?
Okay, but easy, huh?
Don't worry, I don't want to bruise the bod. Here's to your boring friends! I'm out of here.
That's how it began, and it's not over yet. You see, Marty ran into a utility pole after he left that party. He was in a coma. I don't believe anybody's really ever prepared for a tragedy. When the police told me Marty was in the hospital, it was a double blow. Well, 3 days before, I had to put my mother in the same hospital for a breathing problem. I shuttled back and forth between my mother on the sixth floor and my son on the third. But I had another problem. Marty was Mom's favorite grandson, and she was upset that he hadn't come to see her. It was just...
I've been here almost a week, and Marty hasn't taken the time to even send me...
Mom.
Well, I know he hasn't gone back to school yet. So why?
He's been in an accident.
What?
He had a car accident.
Is he all right?
Oh, yes, he'll be fine.
Where is he?
He's here, in the same hospital.
I want to see him. Are you sure he's all right?
He's fine. I'll see if I can bring him up here, maybe tomorrow.
You better. I want to see that boy. I just bet that he ruined that.
I dreaded having to tell Mom that Marty was in a coma. I didn't look forward to the next day. I didn't want her to see him that way. Well, that night, my mother died. At least she was spared having to see Marty like that. Well, after 3 weeks, he was still in a deep coma, but there were no more critical episodes.
Your son's vital signs are stable now, Mrs. Howard. He's out of immediate danger.
You think he's going to be all right?
Well, I think Marty's chances of survival are good. Very good.
Oh.
Now we have to concentrate on his recovery.
Dr. Gorman, how much longer? Will he ever be the same?
Well, he's come through, remarkably. But preliminary tests do indicate partial paralysis of the right side.
Oh, no.
And there'll probably be some speech impairment and loss of motor skills. Just how much we can't tell yet. You must understand that Marty will not be the same.
I guess I've always known that.
Now we have to wait for full consciousness to return.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Marty is TBI, traumatically brain injured. Deep coma like this is quite typical and can last for weeks, even months.
And there's nothing anyone can do in the meantime?
Oh, yes. Now that he's stabilized, talk to him. Play music for him, his favorite tunes.
You mean he can hear?
Well, he should be able to hear us soon. Music and the human voice, particularly his mother, they stimulate his...
Oh, I know just what I'll say. I'll pray. For Marty, with Marty.
Walk in his light. He listens when you pray.
Prayer changes things. God does listen. And we'll be right back to our true story to see how. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer, Jesus, come into my heart.
Dr. Gorman's surgical skill had saved Marty's life with God's help. I played the music and I talked. and prayed. Oh, how I prayed. And slowly, gradually, he began to wake up, to respond. He started using his left side. We had a thumbs-up, thumbs-down way of communicating. Dr. Gorman was right. There was nothing wrong with Marty's intelligence. And we were grateful. Maybe that's why we didn't pay enough attention to his behavior. But no one told us. Oh, God, no one warned us that being traumatically brain-injured, TBI, is a lot more than just being handicapped. Well, after 8 weeks, he could walk. Slowly. With a limp. His speech was slurred, but he could talk and make sense. Complete sense. That wasn't his problem anymore. Then it was almost a year after the accident. Marty had gone for a drive with Malcolm, his roommate from his college days. Hello, Malcolm. That was a long drive.
Well, Mrs. Howard, we went to... And, like, you're not going to believe this.
Did something happen?
You bet, Mom. What's this look like?
Your old driver's license. Good Lord, it was issued today.
I'm officially on the road again.
But how could you? How is it possible?
He called the Motor Vehicle Bureau and talked to the disability officer. He said, come on over.
I drove Malcolm's car.
It's a stick shift.
Oh, no.
He did it all left-handed and left-footed.
There are still some wits left in his brain.
I don't believe this.
The officer said, I drove better than some people with two good arms and legs. He said it was very enterprising of me. Want to go for a spin?
No, thank you.
I gotta get back, pal. Bye, Mrs. Howard.
Enterprising? Reckless is the word for Marty. And now he was TBI with a new driver's license. But if he passed his driving test, well, maybe we were worrying too much. All this time, he was seeing a psychiatrist, but he was getting severely depressed. He said, Mom, is there any way you can kill me or let me kill myself? I was devastated. I called the psychiatrist who said he was plainly homicidal and suicidal. Well, we talked to a nearby psychiatric hospital, and they found room for him. But when I told Marty I was committing him, he literally tore the kitchen apart, smashing things completely out of control. I told him I was calling the police and they'd bring a straitjacket. Well, that must have got to him because he said he'd go in an ambulance. We rode together. He was admitted, and in less than 4 hours, Marty had retained an attorney and discovered he could get out in 2 weeks with an appeal. He refused all treatment, but he did agree to go to another psychiatrist for testing. He left the hospital and drove to his appointment. Hello?
Dr. Gorman, Mrs. Howard.
Yes? Oh, God.
Marty's had a serious accident, another car crash.
Oh, God, no.
He has a massive subdural hematoma, a clot at the base of his skull. I've never seen one this big. I can't wait for your written permission. I've got to go in and operate right now if he's to have any chance at all. Please come to the hospital as soon as you can and sign the necessary papers.
Yes, of course, Doctor. I called our assistant pastor, and she agreed to meet me at the hospital. They gave Marty a 3-5% chance of survival and didn't expect him to last through the night. We stood at his bedside, she and I, praying all night, silently. Early the next morning...
Mom?
Marty? Marty! By the afternoon, he was flirting with the nurses. The doctors couldn't believe it. They kept examining him to make sure he was really doing this well. They put a plate in his skull, and just 10 days later, he was released from the hospital. Of course, more brain cells had been damaged. So Marty went back to rehab, and again, he was expelled. I really felt that God was testing me, like Job, through poor Marty. Then a neighbor with a TBI child told me about a hospital that had a special head trauma unit. They had specialists for Marty's problem. Imagine, a neighbor had to tell me. No doctor had mentioned it. They were treating him one symptom at a time. Marty was admitted to the TBI unit. The doctor said he was quite typical. He received physical and psychological therapy. And then, oh God, Job again. He had a severe setback, threatened suicide over a girlfriend who'd left him. But the doctors assured us that he would soon be rational again, that he had made splendid progress, that it wouldn't be long now before he could come home. Yes? Hello?
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Well, how are you?
You know about my attempt?
Yes, they told me.
It's frustration tolerance, Mom. I'm learning to handle it. Everyone has to, you know.
Yes, I know.
Mom? Hmm? Remember what I said? Why has God let this happen to me? What's our purpose on earth?
Marty.
No, Mom, let me finish. I know now that some of my problems are my own fault, and that God has saved me. You and Dr. Gorman and the other doctors helped me. I guess I came back from the living dead, but God, he saved me.
Oh, Marty. Marty.
Twice, I almost died, and twice more, I tried to kill myself. Everybody gave up on me, but you and God. I've had a lot of time to think. I know that now.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Give it up to him each day. Walk in his light, he listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
Do you think God just allows things to happen to people? You know, God was teaching somebody. Was he teaching Marty? Was he teaching Marty's mom? And why them and not you? Another question, do you think God kept saving Marty? And why? Jesus said, "You are a woman of great faith. What you want will be done for you." Parents, don't ever stop being an example to your children.